Wednesday night for the Saldovas of Dalet Sifu. Learning Shacharis Ben HaNefesh. And we're on Reish Nun Beis. No, Reish Nun Gimel. The last few lines, Oath and our boss are number 14. Cheshbon HaNefesh, number 14. Cheshbonu HaNafsho, to think about the following. Be'es Ahavoso, you should think about the following phenomenon. When you like someone and you are feeling friendly towards him or her, even, whatever, Be'es Ahavoso Natias Nafsho, Veshibud Machshavta L'chol Misha Margish, to someone else, whoever that may be. The phenomenon is that usually, and this is a pasuk in Mishlei, the psychology of a human being, that usually if your feelings towards someone are reflected back. And that's a famous pasuk in Mishlei, Kinyan Shenemar, Kamayim Aponim Laponim. That one person's face to another, and we're talking about the face as an indication, you know, how you feel about someone, like as if you're smiling towards that person. So it's like a reflection in the water. So when you smile in the water, the face smiles back at you. And that's how it is with people. Maybe it's not always true, but generally it's true more often than we are. There's a lot of grada in Sha'ar Avodas Elokim. I told this to someone, what I'm about to say, I told this to someone yesterday. And I said, why don't you do what the Chavis Halava says? If you're having a fight with someone, and there's bad blood between you and a neighbor, and you don't seem to get along, so Chavis Halava says, you know what you should do? Take him out to lunch, be his friend, buy him a present, get him a cup of coffee, share your lunch with him. The Lord says, overcome your midah. Like, what do you mean? I hate the guy. I want to punch him in the nose. I want to. You know what he did to me? You know what? He messed. You know what? He says, Adarabba. He says, you want to take. I don't know if he says take him out to lunch, but that's the idea. That would be the modern day equivalent. And so I told it to someone rather yesterday. Someone was having trouble with a neighbor. I can't give any more identifying signs. So I said, why don't you try what the Chavis Halava says? Try it. She says, I can't. He said he can't. Like, he admitted he can't. He can't do it. He didn't tell me, boy, that's stupid. It'll never work. He said, I can't do it. So I said, now I see it would work. Like, you can't bring yourself to do it because you know it would, like, you have this hergish, it would taka. That's what the Chavis Halava wants you to do. He wants you to overcome whatever you're feeling now and do it. Anyway, it's a very powerful thing. If you befriend someone and you show them that you like them, you show them that you care about them, you show them that you love them, it's reflected. Then the person starts thinking kindly of you, and they start thinking, hey, not such a bad guy after all. What do you know? It sounds childish, it sounds artificial, but Shlomo HaMelech says it works, and it works. It works very, very, very often. Certainly more often than not. As if it doesn't work, it's the exception, not the rule. When people have tried it, it works. Want to make friends with an enemy? Just start treating him like a friend. Say good morning to him. maybe the first week he'll be suspicious. He'll think you want to stab him in the back. Then buy him a cheese Danish and say, I remember you like cheese Danishes. I was passing by the store. I figure I'll get you a cheese Danish. He won't eat it. He'll think it's poisoned. But you do it again next week, and next week he'll eat it. Yeah, Pesach. Probably works on a wife also. V'koshke, certainly, im hoya ha'odam ha'ohavo, nosech osar. If the person who likes you is a chosh of a person, then you feel, now he's talking about the reflector. Certainly, so if someone likes you, you usually respond in kind. Certainly if this person who likes you, that's the basic human psychology. Someone exhibits signs of friendship towards you, and he likes you. Kamar ponim el ponim shel Shlomo HaMelech. You respond. And let's say the person that shows friendship towards you and shows he likes you and he cares about you is a chosh of a person. It's the mayor of the city, a very prominent person. Then you feel even more that you should respond in kind, because you feel like, wow, he noticed me, and he cares about me, like it's a bigger chiddush by you, and you're more eager to respond in kind. V'koshke, and certainly, if it was obvious that he likes him, and that b'mesh mekarev also, he invites him into his house, and he takes him along on a trip, he does favors for him, he lends him money, the local love, and he does for him chesed even though he doesn't need him. So then you feel like, whoa, this guy is friends with me, he cares about me, there's nothing in it for him, and he's doing me all these favors. So certainly you develop very, very warm feelings towards that person. You will respond in kind, and you won't be too busy to think about him. You won't be too torud. You won't leave any stone unturned to show him that a reciprocation. Whether he then asks you for a favor, you'll do it for him. You'll want to make him pleased with you. So now he says, I want you to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I want you to think about how Melech Malchei Hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very busy with all sorts of things, being king of the world, of the universe, of the Bria, how he likes you, and he thinks about you, has a special relationship with you, cares about you, does things for you, doesn't need anything for himself, doesn't ask for any return favors. Koshke, you should reciprocate that feeling of Ahava. So number 14, we'll come back, we'll revisit it tomorrow, Blineder, is to use this psychology, emotional reciprocation, we'll call it, that Shlomo HaMelech talks about in Tehillim, and it proves to be true, to use it with a kol shekein and a kol v'chaim and a gavei kodesh baruch hu to develop avas Hashem. And here is this great and mighty monarch, this great and mighty Odon Kol, and he's smiling at you, and he cares about you, and he thinks about you, and he gives you what you need. So Koshken, you should be overwhelmed. If you thought about it that way, if you think of it as a real thing, not as something you learn about in a sefer or read about in a sefer. but you thought it was real. You felt Hashem was smiling at you. Hashem loves you. Hashem cares about you. If you really felt that, you would immediately reciprocate. Just like, and again, this is another example around the 100th one, except we're not counting, that the Chavos HaLavos uses everyday life and the emotions of everyday life and the dynamics of everyday life and the relationships in everyday life to make a point about Hashem, usually with a Kal Vachomer. And it's, he does it constantly throughout the Sefer. And it's mustaver to me, and he says it a few times explicitly. Not every time does he say it explicitly, but he says it once, twice, or three times, that the point of that is that that's the reason that dynamic exists. The reason that emotional thing exists in this world is so that we should study it, and that's, here's a perfect example, because it's all worthless if you don't think about it. But we should realize it, whether it's an Adon and a Master, Shar Bitachon, or in Shar Tshuva. He gives real life examples. Then he says, Okosh came with Hashem. It's because he wanted to think about it and to realize that. And that's why it is that way. The reason it is that way is so that we should use it as a springboard for Avodas Hashem. Because Hashem is invisible and we don't see Hashem and we don't. It's hard always to relate to Hashem. It's an invisible, untouchable, unknowable mass of energy, we'll call it. Not a good word, but probably maybe it's the best word possible. So if we think about these things and we make it real, we say, oh, Hashem loves me, not just something you recite as a mantra, but something that you really feel. If you really felt that way, you would easily say, oh, look how I react when I realize that someone very chashuv, whoever you machshev, if that person would start expressing feelings of that he likes you, of chavershaft, cares about you, you would be overwhelmed. You would be, oh wow, and you would love him back. So that's the way it is with Hashem. So use it to develop a